Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showing of support, energy. Just driving in this morning. I had a hard time myself even getting here. So just to really appreciate the fans and a good win by our football team. A lot of work to do. You saw it. Too loose with the football. The momentum changed, and we can't let that happen. So got a lot of work to do, and we've got to learn from it. With that, I'll open it up to your questions.
Do you think your team showed a little immaturity today with the lead?
I don't know if I would go there. I just think we've got to learn how to do things better in critical moments of the game in the early part of the second quarter maybe. So I'm going to go back and look at the film, and we're going to work to get things corrected this week. I know this. You use immaturity, I'll use heart down the stretch. So I'm really proud of the guys, the way they battled. The momentum was not in our favor. And give the Bengals credit. They battled. And that's a better football team than people give credit for. But just overall, good win. And a lot to learn from and a lot of work to do this week.
Can you describe the constant that Frank was in this game to lean on, especially when the offense really wasn't putting drives together in the third quarter? He seemed like the one constant you had on offense today.
I thought we ran the ball when we needed to run the football. That drive at the end, there was a drive or two in the second half where we had success running the football. There's some good things in there. Credit to our offensive line as well.
Second game in a row, in the third period, the offense sort of goes south. Is that an alarming trend? How do you fix that?
We've got to look at it and ask ourselves the hard questions of why. And so we'll go back and look at the film and do that and communicate on that and try and get better this week.
You spent a lot of time before you came in here talking to your team, I assume. Was it all positive, or did you have a few things to say to them about nearly giving away a game in home opener?
No, we talked about, number one, we celebrated the win because it's hard to win in this league, really hard to win in this league. And it's hard to win when the momentum has changed like it did. And we talked about heart, Jerry. That's what we talked about, man. It's great to have heart, isn't it? Great to have heart, man. You win with heart. And I'm proud of those guys, man.
What does it say about Josh Allen, regardless of whatever mistakes he may have been, to get the ball with less than 5 minutes to go and drive the field?
Yeah, it showed poise. You know, he's another young player, right? Second-year player, throws to a first-year player in Dawson Knox, and makes a heck of a run after catch. Proud of those guys. And a number of young players out there making big-time contributions, and they're ready to go. You know, which is great. Credit to the coaches. Credit to them. They put the time in during the week, and so, like I said, a lot of work to do and a lot of areas we can grow in. You know, to Jerry's point earlier.
Sean, can you talk more about maybe Josh in particular? I mean, made some plays today, obviously. Took some chances. Showed some confidence in some respects, I thought, as the game went on. And the interception, obviously, was a misguided play. Talk about that part of his game, and then maybe how he came back.
Yeah, I thought there was some good plays in there. We moved the ball at times, but you got to be smart. You can't throw the ball over the middle of the defense like that. I thought that was a play that changed the momentum of the game. Before that, offensively, on their offense, they really hadn't done much. And I thought our defense did well, and then it really, to me, changed the momentum of the game, and in particular, turning the ball over in our side of the field. So we've got to learn from that and play smarter football. That's really what I'm looking for, is to play smart.
Coach, big game from Trey White today. He's been very critical of himself. How nice is it to see him break through with a huge performance?
Yeah, I mean, give those guys credit. I thought the defense did a really good job of executing down the stretch, communicating. Everybody stayed on the same page, and then eventually one popped up in the air there for us, and Trey was running the football. That's an effort play. You get that from effort, and guys just kept running. They kept running. They're up front, they kept rushing, and I thought they did a good job down the stretch and obviously sealed the win for us.
Another big concentration for you this year is you guys really want more turnovers. You got those today. How satisfying is that?
Yeah, they come in bunches, so that's good to see. Our coaches have been doing a good job of emphasizing that. But on the other side of the ball, we've got to get that corrected.
Sean,
What happened on the play, John Feliciano was hurt?
Yeah, I didn't see it, live when it happened. I just know he got banged up in there and didn't return after a while there. So I haven't talked to Nate yet on that.
Speaking of the defense, as defensive coach, how much of a pump did you get after TJ's fumble that the defense helped Cincinnati do a 3-and-out?
Yeah, those guys, man, I'll tell you what, they've been through that before, and they rally in those. They look, take this with a grain of salt, not that they look forward to those because no one wants those, but to me it just speaks to the resiliency of them and their group and the team atmosphere that those guys do a good job of contributing to.
Dominant first half. I mean, they didn't have a first down, I don't think, until the second quarter. Do you get the feeling that we should be up by more?
Yes. Yeah. With all due respect to the Bengals, I did. I mean, that's where I'm, that's what I said one of the areas we've got a lot of work to do and a lot to learn from by turn on the film. So yeah.
How do you impress that on the guys? Like, how do you actually go about
at the end of the day, as coaches, really, I believe we're teachers, and we sit in and we talk about it and we put it on the film and everyone's accountable, myself included. So there's some plays I want back in there too. But that's where it starts. It starts with me and then it goes all the way through. And that's really where it starts. It comes down to accountability and everyone's accountable. So we got to learn from it and you got to be man enough to learn from it.
These days when it's hot, the crowd's going crazy, your team's got the lead, expending emotion and then having that lull. Is that something they can learn? Because I'm just going to assume next week's going to be a lot like this one.
In terms of the weather?
Well,
yeah.
Not just the weather, but emotion and everything. And then you hit those lulls and you got to fight that to come
back.
Yeah,
mental toughness. Yeah, mental toughness. I mean, we knew it was going to be a long afternoon. It's, you guys know, you've been around this league. It's hard to win in this league. It really is. I mean, and so, we celebrate it, but we've got to continue to grow and get better each and every week. And if you're worth your salt, you enjoy it tonight, watch some games, you go to bed, wake up tomorrow morning, and it's a new day and it's a new week. And that's how we have to approach it.
Gosh, so.
Right. One more? Go ahead.
I mean, with if not asking you to speculate, but if John has to miss time, how has Cody progressed of moving back and forth from tackle to
guard? Yeah, he'll be ready to go. Yeah, he'll be ready to go. So I just got to get word on John right now. But Cody will be ready.
What is a 3-0 start in light of everything and what you've gone through in the offseason and now to come out of the gate 3-0, what does it reinforce for you as a head coach?
Well, it reinforces that I believe we're doing the right things. We've got a certain standard in our building that we hold each other to, that we hold ourselves to, and that's really all it says at this point. We've got to continue to grow, continue to get better, and to hold each other accountable. And again, that starts with me. We've got some injuries. Next guy up. Next guy's got to step up and use it as an opportunity to show us what he's got. And so we've got to work through that this week. All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.